Chapter 3. The devouring in a dismal forest of a luckless Lithuanian dog by my grand-uncle Nicholas B., in company of two other military and famished scarecrows, symbolised to my childish imagination the whole horror of the retreat from Moscow and the immorality of a conqueror's ambition. An extreme distaste for that objectionable episode has tinged the views I hold as to the character and achievements of Napoleon the Great. I need not say that these are unfavourable. It was morally reprehensible for that great captain to induce a simple-minded Polish gentleman to eat dog by raising in his breast a false hope of national independence. It has been the fate of that credulous nation to starve for upward of 100 years on a diet of false hopes and, well, dog. It is, when one thinks of it, a singularly poisonous regimen. Some pride in the national constitution, which has survived a long course of such dishes, is really excusable. But enough of generalizing. Returning to particulars, Mr. Nicholas B. confided to his sister-in-law, my grandmother, in his misanthropically laconic manner, that this supper in the woods had been nearly the death of him. This is not surprising. What surprises me is that the story was ever heard of, for granduncle